VOA News reporting by remote, I'm Michael Brown. White House officials said Thursday that U.S. involvement with Afghanistan's Taliban rulers had entered an uncertain new phase. As U.S. officials continue working to evacuate about 100 Americans still in the country. Meanwhile, Taliban officials indicated that their fledgling government was strengthening ties with China and other nations. Other Taliban officials said on Twitter that they were holding diplomatic meetings with Britain and Germany. Qatar and Turkey are also helping the new Afghan government set up the main airport in Kabul. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the U.S. is waiting to engage with the new unelected government, stressing that the U.S. maintains non-military leverage through access to global markets and financial assistance over the new government. Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Friday he will not run for re-election as party leader this month, effectively ending his tenure after a year in office. Suga announced his intentions to resign at an emergency meeting of senior members of the ruling Liberal Democratic Party. Today, Suga said at the executive meeting, he wants to focus his efforts on anti-coronavirus measures and will not run in the leadership election. Suga had been widely expected to seek re-election as the LDP leader in a vote set for September 29th. Suga has been battered by his government's response to the pandemic, with Japan struggling through a record fifth wave of the virus after a slow start to its vaccine program. Japan has recorded nearly 16,000 deaths during the pandemic. For more news, join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, this is